by asi more.
You're on.
Evening. So, the share title was Benigia to ordering products online, which the products arrive, they arrive to your house on Shabbos, and the shaila is, can you have hanor from the products which arrive to your house on Shabbos? So again, a person who on Erev Shabbos, he wants to buy something online, whether it's eBay or Amazon or from a regular shop, Tesco or Marks and Spencer, and it shows, and then he wants to buy something. This shaila involves two inyonim. We have one inyon is, can you on Erev Shabbos order it to come on Shabbos? That which we discussed a few weeks ago. And that shaila involved is Amir La'akum, instructing the company, a goy, to deliver a parcel on Shabbos. That's one shaila. And then you have the second shaila. Once it does come, be'issa or be'heta, we'll see, can you actually have hanor from the item? Right, so we're going to discuss each thing. Now, although we already discussed the first inyan previous weeks, but I just want to briefly recap what we said b'negia to the actual instructing a company to send you something. You go to eBay and you buy a fidget spinner, you know, these things that you hold in the middle and you flick. So your son asks you, you know, please buy it. So you go on eBay and they say, he needs it now, right, on Erev Shabbos. And you want to know, can you order it? It says online, it says very clearly, it's going to arrive on Shabbos. So, b'negia to actually ordering on Shabbos, we discussed that there's one major heter to rely on. And that is called Amira la Amira. We're not going to go through the whole thing again. And that is, you didn't tell a goy that he himself should come and bring it to you. You told the goy, eBay, or the person who's behind the... who you're buying it from, to send another company, UPS or DPD or someone else, Yodel, that he should send it to you. So therefore you've got the heter of Amir la Amira. We won't go into the Svara, the Chasam, we explained very at length that the Svara of the Chasam Sefer, that's Shlichus. The Shlichus gets lost on the way because it's only Mili, and therefore Amir la Amira is going to be Mutter. So that is a case of ordering stuff online that's going to come on Shabbos. Now, that heter wasn't such a clear-cut heter. The Chasam Sofer said it, Bialocha brings it down to Shin Zayin, but Bialocha ends off saying on that Chasam Sofer, V'hu Milsa Chadata, it's a Chiddush, and Chuvas Rashba, not Mashmala, that it's not such a Borodiga Heta, it's not so clear.
If you asked it to Friday afternoon, you said I want it Friday, no, you said I want it on Shabbos, you said I want it to arrive.
Even if you say clearly, I want it to arrive on Shabbos, it will still be, strictly speaking, Mutar, because you have the Heta of Amira La Amira, it doesn't matter, you can say, clearly, come on Shabbos, you've got the het amira. You didn't tell the person behind the desk to deliver it. You told him to tell someone else. And strictly speaking, you have that het. Again, it shouldn't be relied on lechat chila because it's not such a klorada. That was benegia to that. And we discussed again benegia to sending letters in the post, where there will seemingly will be a similar shaila. You're instructing the Royal Mail to send it. Went through all the svaras, and there we could be makel even lechat chila to send a first class stamp, although you know it's going to get there on Shabbos. Why suddenly are we so confident to be matir? You've only got Amir la Amir, which is not the best heta. The answer is because we've got a second heta. The second heta was that the goy is anyway doing a malachas for you. The goy is anyway driving his car for other people, other goy. He's anyway holding the post for other people. He's doing hitzah for other people as well. So since ribi b'sha'urim, a lot of shittas hold his mutter to tell a goy to do, therefore, you can confidently be makel to send a letter which has got a first class stamp. That's what, even 5 minutes before Shabbos, it's guaranteed. You've basically instructed the goy, the postman, to deliver it on Shabbos. You've got Amir la Amira, and on top of, even if it's not, we discussed all this before, even if it's not a guarantee, nothing in life is guaranteed, we said nothing in life, even if the goy said, I'll try, and he does come, it's also awesome. Okay, that was briefly what we discussed. Registers post. We discussed that you haven't got the second heter. It's not the same as the regular post. With regular post, you have both heterim. You have Amir Lamira, and on top of that, you have Ribbe Bishurim, that the goy is anyway doing the malachas for other people. However, with registered post, has got the same halacha as other products. you buy something online and it comes directly from Yodel, from the van to you. He's driven to your area just for you. He's handled it from the van to your house just for you. You haven't got the second heta. You've got a mira la mira. Only be makel if you really need it. If you don't really need it, wait till after Shabbat. That's the klal benegah to ordering things online. Lachatchila, try and avoid it. However, with letters, it's mutter. That is briefly benegah to the first inyan of instructing a goy on Erev Shabbos to deliver products on Shabbos. Right. Now we have to move on to the shit title. Was now that it does count, because we saw, strictly speaking, everything is really mutter. You can order things online, but ikadin if it's really necessary. So your son's really desperate for his fidget spinner, and he begs hard enough, and find Erev Shabbos, you think it's a real tzorach, and it says it's going to come on Shabbos. So Shabbos morning, it comes, and he's very excited. And now he says, you know, I need to get it open. You know, somehow he starts seeing the letters open and the envelopes open. He wants to use the fidget spinner. This is a different shaila totally. You would have thought that what should be the problem here? What's the potential problem over here? There's no issa involved over here. We're going to discuss that as well. There's no issa involved over here. Was it mutter me'ikadin for me to order it on Erev Shabbos? We discuss it is, because he got amir la'amir me'ikadin. So why then should there be any potential problem over here for my child, for anyone to have an offer from the product which was sent? You buy a chess game online. Can you have a game of chess? Oh. The teretz is, Azoy. That besides for the Issa Amir La'akum, instructing a goy to do a malacha for you, there's a separate Issa. And that is, if a goy on his own accord, let's say on Shabbos afternoon, we're all sitting over here, and the lights go off. And so we carry on the shir, because even if the lights are off, and the security guard comes over, yeah, let's say I was meramas to him, or even if I wasn't meramas to him, he sees us all sitting in darkness, he comes in, he switches on the lights. Okay, there's no amir la'akum taking place. I didn't say anything to him. Afila hochi lechatchila, we have to move to another place, we're not allowed to benefit from what a goy did. Again, there's no issa being taken place. I didn't tell him. Maybe I was Muramas. Even if I wasn't Muramas then, he came on his own accord, switched on the light. We cannot have Hanar from the Lachatchila go to another room. Yeah, so that could be a Svara. So we can't be Nene. If let's say it will be a Nene from the reading, it will be a problem. So why should that be a problem? I didn't tell him to do anything. As long as the Rishonim's up the Rashba, Rashi Shritta, such as Rabbeinu Tam Shritta, Rabbeinu Tam says, in order to safeguard the Issa Amir La'akum, in order to stop us from being over the Issa Amir La'akum, they said you can't benefit from it. Let's say we would benefit from that Shabbos afternoon, from the lights. Maybe next week we'll say, ah, it's quite a geschmack, and we'll arrange it the next time. In order to safeguard the Issa Amir La'akum, they said no hana from what a goy does for you on Shabbos. Similarly, when it comes to our case, a person online on Erev Shabbos, he buys something from wherever it is, eBay, he buys a fidget spinner, he has a heta. He has a heta to instruct the goy to send it to his house. However, our problem is going to be that although you have a heta of Amir La'akum, you've got the Issa Nehe Ne'ami Ma'isa'akum. This goy has done melocha for you. What melocha? Michutz L'tchum possibly. Even a Suffolk is ready. Asa Shulchan Aruch Masbi. You have the second Issa possibly, more likely, is that he's driven a car to your area, to your where you live. And thirdly, he's actually transported it from the van to your house, okay, if there's an Erev, it's something else. So he's possibly done three Surim, and therefore, even if it was mutter for you to instruct him to do it, you would have the Issa Nehene Mimaisa Akum. And that is, l'chayra, a big downside of all these products which come, which l'chayra would have an Issa Hana. Let me just quickly mention that besides for the Issa Nehene, how are you going to get the letter open? Let's just briefly discuss this. If you have a letter, if someone on Shabbos takes a piece of paper and he wants to give half a piece of paper to one of his children and a half a piece of paper to another, and he tears it, what malach has he done? Kareah and a zechiv chatas on that. Issa deraisa. If let's say he's in the middle of a shish, he wants the fidgets and he stum tears paper or tissue, has he been over issa deraisa? Not deraisa, because it's not malach at shrich lukufa. However, it's issa derabonu. Even if you calculate, Issa Derabbanan. There's only one time that we're matir to tear, which is L'chayr Issa Derabbanan. We're only one time we're matir to Kireya Derech Kilkel, in a way that's Makulkel. Which case is that? If it's achila, if let's say a person has, you know, on a wine bottle, yeah, the top of the lid has got some silver foil, and you want to tear it, obviously, or you have chocolates, let's say, and it's got round the chocolates, it's got like a wrapping. So you're allowed to tear it. L'choyer tearing is an issa derabonon. At least derabonon, if it's not l'tzoyach, at least it's derabonon. So why can you be over an issa derabonon? There's a special heter, which is brought into Sefta, which Shabur brings in Shinu Dalad, that you're allowed to do kirea derech kilkel, which is an issa derabonon. Usually we're not allowed to do issa derabonon. But if it's l'tzoyach achila, then it's muta. Interesting point, there wouldn't be a heter to tear an envelope. Derech kilkel would be osa. And therefore, a very interesting point I want to mention is when you get to the Hamidiyas, or the Jewish tribunes now, possibly, mainly the Hamidiyas and the Amis and Mishpachas, you buy it on Shabbos. This is a real big point. You buy it on Erev Shabbos, before Shabbos, and on Shabbos you forgot to open the plastic. Yeah. What are you doing over here? Tearing plastic, if you were, even Derech Kilkel, is it Isadur Abonon? Kerea Derech Kilkel. Where do you find the heta to tear it? When it comes to Achila, possibly some shit is holding us up. Other tzorech aguf, like tissues, tzorech aguf, toilet paper, these sorts of things, some places you want. But to open it, to tear, kireh derech kilkel, for other things, for the ami, for the mishpacha, where do we find azah heta? There is some people say from the chaznish to be mekel, the overwhelming majority of poskim say that these plastic things over the amidiyah and these sorts of things have to be open for Shabbos. Because kireh derech kilkel is it's a derabonim. It's only by achila that will matter. That's agav, going to get to Korea. Therefore, coming back to our letter, if you receive a letter which was not achila, let's say you order something from Tesco, yeah, so then you'll be able to rip open the envelope on Shabbos and you'll be able to take the food product. However, you'll have the other problem of nehen. If you order something on Erev Shabbos, he's done melacha for you, you have isana. So now, someone might come along and say, let's say my son's in yeshiva, he thinks he's doing Grace and Mitzvah, he's writing a Gamsa letter. On Erev Shabbos, he sends it in the postbox, and it arrives to his father, it arrives to you on Shabbos morning. And even let's say the envelope is open. We get round the envelope being open, you can tell the Imrams to the Goy to open it. So now, we said that the son is allowed to send the letter, because he's avoided the Issa Amir La'akum, he's got round the Issurim. But we said that there's an Issa Nehna Mimaisakim, you can't actually have benefits from a Goy. When the father opens the letter and he sees a nice shtickel Torah, it could be even a mitzvah, a nice shtickel Torah, but how is he allowed to benefit from the issa which a goy did? So you see, it won't necessarily help. There's a difference between kotzav leischa and lo kotzav leischa, but bechol eifen will be osa. It's a sugya this. But at the end of the day is, we still make a gezeira otu amir la'akum, and therefore, even though my son is allowed to send it, how am I allowed to read the letter? Zok de gon, which the Mishnah Berurah brings down in Shinzang. Reading letters is an exception. Although you have a fidget spinner, you can't use it. You have a game of chess, you can't use it. Reading things are different. Why? Because reading, you can't treat reading as a true hana. I just said over Divrei Kabbalah, Zot the Gaon, reading is not a sort of thing we treat as hano when it comes to the Issa Ne'en and Mimaisa. A similar thing we find, let's say someone goes into a shop and he sees a very interesting article on the front page of one of the papers. Let's say he sees a Mishpacha, he has no intention of spending £5 on the Mishpacha. However, he sees a very interesting article right on the front page and he wants to read just the front page. Is he allowed to stand there in the shop reading that whole article which is on the front page? He's not touching anything. Or do you say, He didn't buy it. Are you allowed to read the first article which you see with the eye? Zogon all the poiskim, chazus el amusi, it's not much the same thing, but they say, that's not cool nehene, no one can stop you from seeing something. That's a similar halacha. Zot the gon. When you receive a letter from your son in yeshiva, although the goy has done malachas for you, he's driven a car for you, mechutz latchum, possibly also hitzah, however, and l'choyer will be isa nehene, you can't read that letter, however, reading letters can't be considered as having hana. It sounds like Divrei Kabbalah, as those that the Mishnah Berurah brings it down, they're gone in Shin Zayin, you can all have a look there. Shin Zayin, Sivkot Mem Aleph, he brings Rishon Negro, and he's soymech on that. Bialoch is a shtickle mefukfuk about it, but he's soymech on it. And therefore, that's the reason why you'll be able to read that letter. And therefore, if let's say someone wants to buy a book on Amazon, Oh, reading aloud is another sugya about shtori hadiotis. If it's a shtikal Torah, you can read it aloud. So that also, that's already a different subject. Can you read things aloud on Shabbos if it doesn't fit into the term found in Shin Vav? That's a very choshev inyan to point out. Now, that is benegia to read, and therefore, if someone wants to buy a book from Amazon on Erev Shabbos, and again, we mentioned that me'ikah hadin, you can buy it on Erev Shabbos because you have the heta of Amir la Amira. So if he arranges the plastic to be open by the goy, he was meramas to the goy, or let's say it's open already, it's very unusual, let's say it's open already, can he read that book on Shabbos afternoon?
Yes.
Zot the goy, he can. Because when it comes to reading, there's a special het when you get to reading that's not considered hana. Very interesting point. It's similar to chazal sefer, it's not physical hana. Interesting point. I want to end off with a last chiddush. This is quite common. I've heard it from quite a few people. They come back from a journey, from Eretz Yisrael, whatever it is, on Tuesday afternoon, whatever, let's say Thursday afternoon, on an easy jet, and they're waiting for their luggage to come. And they're waiting, the ilum are piling out, and it's not coming. He realizes his luggage is in, I don't know where, in Geneva, and he walks home without any of his stuff. Shabbos morning, Shabbos afternoon, he gets a knock at the door. It's a delivery for his suitcases, which have come finally from Geneva. It was by mistake. We're very sorry. We apologize. And the shaila is, he has his Shabbos suit there. He's desperate to go out. He wants to go to a kiddush. He wants to open up the suitcase and wear the things, obviously, which are not muksa. He wants to use the things which he has there, his svarim, whatever it is. What's the potential problem over here? The goy has done isurim for you. He's brought it for chutzal chum, possibly, if the airport's chutzal chum. He's done an issa of driving the car, which is an issa deraisa of driving, and possibly an issa hitsa when he brings it from his van to your house. He's done an issa for you, and therefore, how could he be nene from the luggage? And taka, if you look and take a look at Orcha Shabbos, and many heintigers, they say that if your suitcases arrive on Shabbos, it's osa because the goy did a malacha for you. You didn't instruct him, it doesn't matter. Nene is an issa if neatzmo, sort of. Therefore, a lot of heintigers say it's osa. Sorry? Yeah, so even if you've avoided the Issa Amira Akum, you've still got this Issa Nehenem Mimaisa Akum. Even if you can avoid the Issa Amira. So, therefore, a lot of poskim want to say that it's Osa to be Nehenem from it. However, not the Rifal. Zot Rifal, the Gracie, said he wants to be Makel, connect the law of Machmir. Rifal wants to be Makel, connect the law of Machmir. He's up there. There's an Eli Rabba to know very quickly. If let's say I have a goy that after my catering on Shabbos morning, yeah, he switches off the light. He sees that no one's here, he switches off the light. I didn't ask him to switch off the light. If he switches it on again, because it was his mistake, if he did a goy that does a mistake, and then therefore tries to rectify the mistake, he realizes, hey, I shouldn't have switched off, no one asked me to. You're allowed to benefit from a goy which corrects his own mistake. As though he's the early rabbi, brought down a bialocha, Reisha involved the fourth bialocha. Zok the Eli Rabba. If the goy is just correcting his own mistake, no one asked him to switch off the light. It wasn't his business. He was here for to cater food, not to switch off lights. Therefore, if he switches it on again, it's mutar bano. Zok the Rabba. Similarly over here, that when it comes to the goy bringing your suitcases, I didn't fly on EasyJet to have my suitcases taken to Geneva. I wanted to come. It was a mistake. The company made a mistake. And therefore, Zok the Rabba, Apida Eli Rabba, that a goy just correcting himself would be no issa nene, and therefore it's mutala chatchila to have on Shabbos, obviously the things which are not lost. I guess it's good.